Relaxation. It is important that all the exercises on all of these tapes be performed regularly. Sooner or later, some salutary results may follow. You might then wish to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving at the opening of each practice session. Use your own imagination and ingenium to compose the kind of prayer that suits you and your own beliefs, rather than follow slavishly some already existent prayer, no matter how excellent it may be. At the root of all systems, metaphysical or occult, relaxation of physical and mental tension is considered a prerequisite. Unfortunately, most systems contain only a rudimentary technique inadequately developed for the use of the new student or beginner without any assurance that it will produce results. I want to present a time-honored viewpoint that is repeatedly confirmed with usage of the newer scientific techniques of biofeedback. First of all, the student is to lie down on his back on any hard surface, or on a bed with a firm mattress, or on a table covered by a thick blanket. A well-carpeted floor has been known to be most satisfactory. For some, a small cushion is permitted for the head. The basic idea is to let the hard surface support the body. Too often, when lying down, we remain fully tensed when we should permit the muscles to loosen up altogether. Thus, we support our bodies with much too much tenacity instead of letting the hard surface do the supporting for us. He must give himself wholly up to it. A few deep sighs will prove of inestimable value. It should engineer some rudimentary relaxation of the diaphragm, the big muscle separating the chest from the abdomen. What is proposed then is for the student to consider in his imagination every part of the body from brain to the tips of the toes. No intricate knowledge of anatomy is really required. On the other hand, however, if the student has been taught the broad outlines relating to anatomy and physiology, he may find that knowledge useful. While lying on the back, a thick, large pillow should be slipped under the knees so that the knees are raised some few inches from the surface. This tends to induce a mechanical relaxation of the spinal muscles. Let him now cross one ankle over another, the heels resting on the hard surface, and fold the hands over the abdomen by interlacing the fingers. Consider the brain by visualizing it in the skull. Everyone has, at some time or other, seen diagrams of the cerebrum. Imagine now that the brain is a mass of white and gray nerve substance divided into a right and left hemisphere with a little bulb at the back. The entire surface of these structures is marked by numbers of lobes, convolutions, and depressions. Try to feel that this brain, normally white and gray in color, becomes pinkish in hue as you think of it. This visualization dilates the blood vessels in the head, automatically directing an increased blood supply there. This creates warmth over and above the normal amount, and this radiating outwards to surrounding structures produces a relaxation. Maintain this visualization long enough to become aware of some kind of sensation in the head, subjective sensations of warmth and tingling. Yet these are not wholly subjective. Biofeedback experiments indicate that the temperature of fingers or toes using this method may be increased by a degree or two. Relaxing the entire body thoroughly in this way will also be found a distinct stimulus to the maintenance and or recovery of perfect health. Imagine next that the blood, which has been warming and so relaxing the brain, pours downwards from the frontal portions of the brain into the forehead, the eyes, and the temples, dilating the blood vessels there. Go through a similar procedure as previously described until you obtain that characteristic sense of warmth, tingling, and relaxation. These are quite unmistakable, being the hallmarks of the induction of a local release of tension. Pass in contemplation downward to the ears, reflecting also on the inner ear mechanisms, the cheeks of the face and the nose. Imagine the blood flowing there, bringing about a relaxation of muscular and blood vessel tension by reason of the warmth induced by the surplus of blood in that area. Pause long enough until the appropriate reactions and sensations are clearly noted.